Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Open mic, inner side, around the world. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all our listeners. And, so much craziness going on, huh? I just turned to my dog a minute ago. My sweet, peaceful, beautiful Cherubel, and I said, why can't the president be like you? Yeah, I think Mr. Trump could use a little common sense, you know. He ought to apologize, first of all, to the American people for the violence at the Capitol. And I haven't heard one word. I'll try to find out if there is any word. I haven't heard one word about the people who died. The woman who was killed, supposedly, and the other four that they said died from heart attacks. Not one word about these people. Mr. Trump should apologize, and if he really believed that there's fraud, now the courts have knocked all this down. So whatever evidence was presented evidently was not credible or whatever. What he needs is new evidence. So what he ought to do is let Mr. Biden take office, you see. You know, and maybe... we're going to talk about demonstrations tomorrow, but maybe have a peaceful demonstration of people who would point out some of the things, the good things that he's done in office for the last 4 years. But the way he's going about it is not cool. And the other thing is you haven't heard a word from his family, his wife, son and all that. So that's kind of strange. You know, I don't expect to hear from the younger boy, but the others, the daughter and all that. But a little common sense would be in order here. And I just feel sad about the whole thing, that the President of the United States, who's supposed to protect all of us, has allowed some weird characters to come in and do some of this stuff. I'm not saying that all of them were invited. Maybe some of them did crash the place, you know. But get a little common sense, Mr. Trump, please. All right, inner sight, open mic. Around the world, you can talk about whatever you want. We get our engineer in here, and we realize that, of course, that the nation is watching this impeachment stuff. I just heard before we went on the air that it's on television, probably on all the channels. So we don't expect to have too many people calling in, but you never know. You never know on Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Open mic, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Toms River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. One of our great, great friends, Joanne Diamond and the Akita Rescue. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little Tommy, little boy with epilepsy, autism, who lost his life because of some horrible people. And Ollie Campbell, who had great people, with Tyree, his dad, and Cheryl, and recently passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And we thank you for that. Some of our friends who have helped us in the past, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, .com, and all the others that have stood up, the Sunset Restaurant with my buddy Sal. All right. And the TuraLawCenter.com. We thank them all for participating in Inner Sight in the past, and we hope that they'll come back and help us in the future. Around the world, and of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our great, great friends. Around the world, Inner Sight, and local, right here, Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, 31-888-1186. So check Mr. Kennedy out and give him a call. You want to know about houses, buying, selling, any questions at all. This is tax time, so you may have questions about the tax on the house. I'm sure that Mr. Kennedy could lead you in the right direction on that one. All right, Nobody Starved on Long Island, another friend, Gary, 631-888-1186. Dog food, cat food, medical. So give Gary a call, 3-1-4-8-4. Let me check that number. Let me give you the Kennedy Realty number again. 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy's number, Kennedy Realty. Nobody Starves on Long Island with my buddy Gary. 484-3085. 484-3085. That's 631. You need the dog food or the cat food. All right. And let's see. Around the world, James Bahamundi, a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You have any ADA concerns or civil rights questions?
Yeah.
Call James Bahamundi.
Sorry. Oops, hold on.
Hello? All right. Inner Sight, I don't know what that was, but apologize for that interference. Inner Sight, open mic. And next week is Inauguration Day. You know, they usually have a big party at the, wherever they have it. I don't know if it's at the White House or the big hotel or whatever it is. But I'm told that it's going to be online this year because of this crazy virus. Well, maybe it's better that way.
Sorry.
Considering all that's going on, better to have the inaugural party online.
Oh, yeah. I'd say.
All right, Inner Sight.
But we are having trouble with our phone line again, and Maureen couldn't call in, and I couldn't call in. I had to call myself from the board so I could be in as a, you know, your co-host.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of trouble with a lot of lines these days.
Yeah, I
just have enough permission.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. How about the do the Able News?
Yep. ABLE is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that posts to marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Thank you. And tomorrow night's show, the right way to do a demonstration.
Yes.
The inner sight way.
Not storming through a, you know.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And try to get some good points across to people.
Mm-hmm.
Open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. And okay, now you were watching the, before we went on the air, you were watching the Congress
vote
with the impeachment.
They were voting on forcing Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. So that was one thing that I was watching online. And so far, it's still they're still voting because they're voting virtually. So it's taking a little bit time to get most of the votes in. So you don't have a lot of them in yet. So some of them are crossing lines to vote. So some Republicans are voting towards the Democrat because what they saw hit Capitol Hill and want Pence to do the right thing. Pence sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying that let's not, you know, do this and try to keep everything, you know, sane in our last few days, basically. So basically he's trying to say to her, I'm really trying to keep everything together and not let this, you know, go too crazy, basically.
Yeah, I agree with him.
I agree with him on that part. But if they want to do something, they should do it on their own through an impeachment process. If you want to do it, just go do it, but don't involve, you know, Mike Pence. That's basically what he's saying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the whole thing is crazy, you know. But before you came on the air, I was talking about common sense and giving Mr. Trump a couple of good ideas, you know.
Yeah. I think he's passed a couple ideas now. I think that he's sort of, unfortunately, made his bed. And he's not, people are very, very upset with Mr. Trump. They really are.
Well, it's never too late.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to be elected again, I'll tell you that much. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about straightening some of this out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that would be good. Yeah.
And, you know, allowing the process to take place,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that people voted in, and then later, and trying to, if you really believe the thing is corrupt, what you got to do is you got to get new evidence because the court threw everything out.
Mm.
So that's what he should concentrate on. Bring in the new president. Let them be sworn in and all that, and then continue your investigation if that's what you believe. That's the right way to do it. And at the same time, get you know, have a peaceful demonstration for people who believe in Mr. Trump and would make testimony to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he should do. Instead of all this trouble brewing.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, what's that Donald Duck thing in the background?
That is Michelle sending live news tweets to us. VP Pence weighs in and all of that. She tells us, you know, little tidbits. So I keep them on because it's important. Michelle's important.
What did she say?
She said about Pence that he weighs in what I just said, basically. She said it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess everybody's watching this, you know.
Yeah, it's craziness. I never seen Nathan be so crazy in my entire life, honestly.
You know, I don't know what happened at the Capitol. I wasn't there. You get it on the news. You get conflicting stories. You know, who knows what happened? Only the people who were there know. Really. You know. But I do know that violence is not the way. And, you know, you're coming up on next Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
I know. Oh, my.
So you want an example of nonviolence. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, the president should be praising Mr. King.
Yes, he should.
And telling people, I don't want any violence. This is not the way, you know.
No.
That's what he should
be doing.
That
ain't going to happen. Unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. I hope it does happen.
I pray it does happen for his sake, but I don't think it will. Well, here we go.
Anyway, I think the Congress should be concentrating more on helping the people through this pandemic.
Oh, my goodness. You had to hear what people were saying. Not hear, but, you know, read what people were saying in the chat. Why are they doing this foolishness? Why aren't they standing up for people who need a stimulus package? Why aren't they voting on a stimulus? You know, things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doing all this stuff when the man's term is up.
Yeah.
The new guy's coming in. You know, next week, going to be inaugurated and all that.
Yeah.
Help us. Give us some damn help.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, you got people in this country. I mean, Mr. Trump has been to every court, including the Supreme Court. You got people that we talk about all the time who can't even get into court.
Yeah.
And who don't have protection and no enforcement, nothing.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what the Congress should be concentrating on now. You know, with this vaccine and people losing their business and, you know, and I hear they come along and they're going to, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And it could possibly translate into more violence. You know, and what are people going to do? They're going to go out and smash windows.
More than that, I think.
You know, and
it's
going to
get worse if people don't.
People that they go the poor business people that are down already.
I know. People are investing
people
in wood to protect
no
their windows sense. And all of that. You know, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, at least they should have voted first. On the stimulus, you know. Danny, you want to do something else? You know, I don't agree that they should because it's so close to the time where the guy is out, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, it's a crazy world. People don't think like me. I think like an animal.
Yeah.
Man. All right, in a sight, 213-816-1650.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to call in, give your version, your opinion, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or you can talk about anything you want. You don't have to talk about this political stuff. You know, a friend of mine told me that the Knicks lost.
Yeah.
Switching over to basketball. They lost the other night.
Aww.
And I was telling her my Walcott Frazier story that I met Walt years and years ago. He probably wouldn't remember it. Back in the 1970s. Nice guy. And we were we met in a friend's office, and we're sitting around talking, and you know, I was kidding around with him. I said, "Gee," I said, "how come I'm taller than you?" Everybody started laughing. You know.
Yeah.
A cool guy, Walcott Frazier from the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to try to, maybe I ought to try to call him.
Yeah, you should. Why not?
Yeah. We had a couple of mutual friends back then. And
you did? Who were the mutual friends, by the way?
People at a big corporation that did commercials.
Cool.
You know, Revlon commercials and all that. Big stuff at the time, you know. All right, in a sight.
Sorry.
What is that? Sounds like a robot. Get that out of here.
For Friday night. I want to unveil it for Friday night.
All right, we have any calls?
Yes, we do. Let me get to back to the callers. We have our advocate for nursing homes, Maureen, on the line waiting for you.
We usually get Louie on Tuesday. Maybe we'll get Louie later.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
He usually promotes Friday.
I know. What's wrong with Louie? He's sleeping.
Well,
but we got Maureen in the meantime.
Right. So in the meantime, let's take a call from Maureen from Queens, Inner Sights.
Yes.
Live.
Okay, here she comes. Hello, darling.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
I'm hanging in.
I know.
Got to talk to my mom today, so that was good. And
that is good.
Well, tomorrow she gets the shot, so I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
I only hope and pray, you know. Thanks, Frank, for calling today, and hopefully that'll work out, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got to think positive.
I know. I missed the first, 12 minutes of the show again, because last night and tonight it doesn't come on right now.
Yeah, I know. I was having trouble, too. So I dialed myself off the board. I'll have to make a list of
so I didn't hear the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear the first part, but,
yeah.
You know, here we go again. The man is going to be out in 8 days. We're going to waste more money on another impeachment, like at the beginning of last year. What happened? I agree. Where's the 2,000 for the people of this country? We don't even hear a word anymore.
You know what I'm tired of, though?
Right now? I'm tired of hearing about
every single, political thing right now. I just want to close off every single political person's mouth. At this point.
No, this is true.
Ridiculous.
It's just gotten too much. I can't listen. I'm not dealing with either party anymore. I'm finished with the Democrats for good. And I'm finished with the backstabbing Republicans who didn't stick up for the president. So I'm finished with each party. Each party I'm finished with. And like I say, we don't even hear about the stimulus anymore. We're just so insignificant because the Democrats hate Trump, so that's all they care about is impeaching or that 52 or whatever amendment. Crazy.
Actually,
give it up.
You know, only one person voted so far when I was looking at the vote to do the 25th Amendment. Only
your phone
person.
Is all gobbledy. It sounds
hard. Yeah, it's all
my better? Suzanne. Is that better?
Yeah, a bit.
A little better? Okay.
Yeah, that's
only
better.
One person went the other way so far when I was, before I came on our call. So I was like, okay, so that's interesting. But
one
the other
call that
thing,
went one way for what? The 25th Amendment?
Yeah, only one person, only one Republican went in the opposite direction. Everybody else was going in Trump's favor, actually in Pence's favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that made me feel a little good.
Yeah. This could backfire on the others, you know, because enough is enough. I mean, he's out. That's what they wanted. They did their job. They got him out. Let him go in peace, you know, and stop wasting taxpayers' money again on impeachments and 25th Amendments. We need the stimulus.
Yeah.
You know, this is, we don't even, you know, they were so busy when the president was trying to find, you know, tell the people that there was fraud and everything. Oh, he's wasting. Oh, and we can't get, you know, Biden's. out of breath a little. We can't get Biden, you know, everything is stalled and we can't get it going because it's. Well, what are they doing now? What about that they should be working on now instead of this garbage?
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, when he was doing that, oh, he's wasting time, and Biden can't do this and can't do that because they're holding everything up. Well, what are these doing now? They're holding everything up now.
Yeah.
I just can't take it anymore. I can't. We need the stimulus. The people of this country that has been destroyed in every way, shape, and form from blue states especially, we need the money.
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
But you don't even hear about it now. You don't hear the word stimulus mentioned at all. I'm just so disgusted, really. I am totally, totally disgusted. And while all this garbage is going on, I can't be with my mom. And, you know, I worry about how it's everything that's going on. Who knows what could happen, you know? So that's what I just wanted. When you said about the stimulus before, that's what I was calling is, you know, to bring up, too. We don't even hear a word about it now. This is all you hear, impeachment. And he said to go over there peacefully and patriotically. He didn't say, okay, go over and loot and destroy and go in and rampage and all. He didn't say anything violent. He said to march over peacefully and patriotically.
Excuse me, Maureen. Can we send the Congress a message from our show? Engineer, how do we do that?
I don't think we could do that. I don't know, because they're right voting right now.
I doubt it, because everything's been shut down anyway. You can't tweet, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other thing.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Pilot's been shut down now, Twitter's been... If, you know, if you think a certain way, you can't have freedom of speech anymore. So,
no, it's really been shut down a lot, right?
Yeah.
No, not our show.
Probably we could have gotten something. But,
your phone is
your phone's getting
again.
Muffled
you
against
you
now.
I don't understand what you're saying. You got to
is that
phone.
Better? Yeah, I know. Oh, goodness.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. That's the handicap phone that I spoke with you this afternoon on.
On the on the landline?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. Yeah. It's going horrible.
I know.
Maybe you have it up too high.
No, maybe. Hold on.
Turn it
down. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
Okay.
So I really don't, you know, I really don't want, because like I say, you know, we shut down anyway.
What was that,
really
Maureen?
Sad. I said you really, you know, can't voice your opinion anymore because you could be shut down.
Oh, yeah.
It's very sad to say, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to, I hope to God that we do not get silenced for what we say in freedom of speech. I really pray to God that that doesn't happen.
Well, it is happening a bit already. Well, I don't know how far
a little
take
bit,
it,
yeah,
but
I don't think it's going to last
the,
that long.
What about that guy, Holly? They even won't even publish his book now.
Who's
Simon
that?
And Schuster won't even publish his book.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Oh, there you go. What is he, a senator, Holly?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And he was for Trump, so now they won't publish his book, Simon and Schuster. This is really scary. It's frightening. It's horrible what we're living through. Really?
Now, when you say it's shut down, you mean they cut off Trump and the people that support him.
That's right.
Right.
Right. They had all people go to this. I don't understand it because I'm so, like I say, I'm Wilma Flintstone. I only have my digital cell phone. But Pollard, they were telling everybody to go to Pollard. Now that's been shut down.
Oh, yeah, that's been shut down a while. From that one night after they did that invasion of the Capitol, after that it was shut down. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so what are they going to do to be organized? They're going to just call each other?
No. They're going on other forms of media. They're looking for other forms, any form of media, to actually communicate with each other. Believe me, those groups have probably already found another means by which to communicate with each other. Some of them are even going to TikTok.
Are going to what?
TikTok, similar to like a YouTube, but it's more impersonal and quick. It's hard to find people
on
TikTok.
And it's a Chinese company.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the government will probably come along and stop them over there, too.
You better believe it. They're probably coming down on TikTok to do that right now. But it's a Chinese-owned company, so what China does, they'll do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If they're gonna promote violence, that's got to be stopped.
Well, you know, nobody's going to stop.
It should be, but...
Yeah, that's going to happen no matter what, you know. It's not going to stop. It's another company. It's in another, you know, when that's coming through from another country. The only thing they could do is probably take down the wires that, like, come from Singapore, but then that's eliminating. It goes through Singapore. Most likely there's a big broadband coming through there. I knew from when I used to work in, you know, corporate, that the only line that powers China as well as the Philippines and all of that comes through Singapore. It's a big fiber optic line.
Well, you can't allow people to promote violence.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, that was a while ago. Maybe there's more lines now, but I know there's a big line coming through Singapore that I know. Yeah.
All right. In a sight, 213-816-1650. Maureen, I mentioned to you earlier that I don't want to talk too much about it, but we are consulting an attorney on the nursing home business.
I'm happy.
Yeah, thanks very
so
much. Thank
we'll,
you.
We'll
I appreciate it.
Keep people posted on that and find out what's going to be with that, because people should not be violated.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, we shouldn't be alone from our family members and then have to say, excuse me for this, Maureen, but I'm going to say goodbye to them over the phone when they're terminal. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
No.
It really is.
No, it's just part of
it. It's cruel. It really is. And I'm not going to do it.
It
really
is cruel. It is cruel. And like I say, I go out. People are out. There's no social distancing. Everybody's out in the stores. Everybody's out on the street. If it's so contagious, wouldn't we all be dropping like flies everywhere?
It is contagious.
Count here, because you mainly hear the count in New Jersey, but I don't hear. Oh, and now we got to get the state going. We got to open it now. We got to open the state now. We've been saying that for months.
Contagious. The problem is nobody's taking it. Seriously, that's the problem. I know it's contagious.
Well,
but the problem is
I don't believe. I don't believe half of it anyway. Because I don't believe half of what's said is true.
I
really don't. I think this was all planned out. I really truly do.
I know.
That I don't. I believe that it was, to me, I believe that it was a
active terrorism, and that it was not planned out. It was planned out, but in a different way.
Your phone is gobbling again.
It was planned out in a different way, you know?
Too much happened this year. Too much went on this year that was just too much in one year. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, maybe some of it's true and all, but I don't believe all of it. You know?
No.
Well, one thing is for sure, the government didn't protect us.
Oh, that's for sure.
Well, the government is most of the problem.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mhm. If we had a you know, but they're so vicious, some of them, you know. And like we say, let's get the stimulus going and forget the nonsense, you know. That's what we need to boost the economy as well as everybody else's economy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now he's going to open everything. He wants to get the economy going, and he's going to be on 4 days this week to make one State of the Union speech.
Yeah, right.
And was it true the other guy had a Met uniform on today, de Blasio?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that today.
Cause,
but probably
they're going to have the vaccinations. We're going to have the vaccinations at Citi Field now?
That I heard. I heard that. So probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the man who a few months ago didn't want the guy Cohen to buy the Mets because it was on city property and he was against Cohen. And they're all too much. Too much for me. I just want
you
to get my mom out and never turn on the radio or TV ever again. That's my plan.
That should be good. A good plan, honestly.
All right.
Then they can cut off whatever they want. They can shut down whatever they want.
Yeah. Just turn it on once in a while. If Inner Sight's on the radio, okay? When we get on it,
okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, Maureen. We're gonna move on.
Take care, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, hon.
Okay. Take care, both of you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
You too.
All
right.
Take
care.
Bye-bye,
hon.
Bye.
Television, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, channel 1997, 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And we apologize for the rerun. All we have right now, rerun.
Yeah.
All right.
What did they say that we could go back in the studio at any time or no?
I haven't heard one word about it.
Maybe we should give them a call. You want me to do it?
I've done that.
You done it already?
I contacted them.
What'd they say?
They don't know.
They don't know? Huh.
No. They don't know.
Oh.
I mean, people are so damn intimidated by a virus. Viruses are all over the damn place. You're going to live your life like that? It's crazy.
You can't, no.
Anyway, Thursday night, 7:30, Inner Sight, Thursday night, channel 20. You can catch the reruns. So check it out. I'm on a... change the subject from this political stuff, and well, it's some semi-political.
Yeah.
And I want to let people know that Inner Sight has an idea to help people in the nursing home, and we've submitted it to our state senator. And with all this stuff going on, I don't think we're going to hear an answer soon. But we gave it to Senator Boyle in writing.
Yeah, we did.
And he has promised to present it to the governor. What's that noise?
I don't know.
And the program is called Volunteer Plus, where the caregivers who are already certified and trained would volunteer their time to help people to stay out of the nursing home and to get out of the nursing home. Now, this would cover the aids for the people that the state won't cover. You know, if you need 24/7, they give you a hard time. So what we want to do is establish a fund to compensate people who would volunteer. You know, in such a way we'll pay their phone bill, their rent, depending on how much time they give, you know.
Right.
So if we can get this fund off the ground, a lot of people can be liberated from the nursing home because they'll have the additional aid that they'll need.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we'll have any trouble making a list. You know, people who would appreciate the help. I think that'll be the easier part.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Open mic 213-816-1650. And sounds like a big wind in there. What is that? That noise? Is that your oxygen tank?
Yeah, probably. I don't hear it. That's the funny part.
Well, I hear it. The world hears it. All right, open mic.
I wish I did hear it, honestly.
And, you know, who knows what tomorrow may bring, but it appears that, from what I heard last, that a lot of people are not voting in the Congress to get the vice president to invoke this 25th amendment.
Yeah, they're not. I'm going to take a look for tomorrow's show, and I'll let you know what happened. Yeah.
So, you know, that at least that for now is a good thing, because you don't need any of that kind of thing. The guy is – the president is going to be leaving office.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste time and money? So, you know, get back to the stimulus and the business of helping people who need the help.
Right.
That's the message from Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And it's being heard around the world.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Open mic. And what am I hearing on the news? Some of these movies, you know, they're using robots.
No.
In some of the movies.
Really?
And they're streaming the movies.
Yeah.
There was this one movie, I never really liked it, but Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah. And they streamed it online, and they said that it made a record amount of money. You know, so there's other ways to do things. You know, you got to be versatile. You got to be flexible. You got to improvise. Improvise.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, as long as you don't hurt anybody, improvise all you want. Inner Sight. And let's see. Let's get how about an updated tally
on
100,000.
Yeah, it was 103. I think 188. 103,188
when I was looking at. 103,188.
Wow, we gained some. Yeah, we did. Last night, so. Yeah, 103,188.
All right,
we
so
gained
we're
like
headed
about
103,000. You know, we're on the way to make
140 people listened last night. Well, downloaded last night.
Last night?
Yep. Thank you. That's what I got to say. Thank you.
I want to thank my friend Liz for listening.
Aww.
One of our listeners.
Thank you.
Appreciate that
as well.
And all. I think we have more people listening now than we ever did.
Yeah.
And I think I know why.
Because we're really trying to help people. Tell them the truth.
Because the government, people have seen more recently how the government has not protected us.
Yeah.
You know, and the message is, and it's so true, it's even worse when you're disabled.
It's very true. It's sad, very sad, too, how they have the money and they're not helping. That's the part that really bothers me, really.
Yeah, well, with our thing, we can show them how they can spend less money and help.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is the budget and the deficit, so they say. But here, you, if you come along with an idea and say, hey, let these agencies start getting into it and raising the money, you know, we'll help them. And they don't mandate it, they don't do it, then there's something seriously wrong.
Yeah, there is.
So we'll find out eventually.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen?
Yeah.
With our ideas of mandating the agencies to start raising the money to help us. Because that's really the answer. If these agencies now were mandated to raise money to help people get out of the nursing homes, a lot of people could get out.
Yeah. Why would they want to stay? I don't understand either. There's some people that really, I just have no clue. Why would somebody want to stay in a nursing home? That, I don't know.
Well, some people may be mentally disabled and they don't really
I guess. I guess it's regime. It's the same thing over and over, but still, it just doesn't, I don't know. If they would be given better, why would they want to, you know, stay?
What are you getting on those tweets?
What is coming through on the tweets? Michelle. She's tweeting us about all different things. It's a really busy night for the news. A whole bunch of stuff.
For who?
Now they're talking about white nationalist groups and hate groups and all of that. So. Yeah.
She's saying that the Congress is talking about that?
No, not that in general. She's reporting on all different stuff. Congress is still doing the vote because it's going through by virtual means.
I mean, there's a lot of hatred out there.
Oh, yeah. Big time. We noticed that more this year than ever.
They have to, they have to try to filter it out.
Yeah. This year was
all right. In a sight, open mic at 213-816-1650. Any other calls on the line?
Let me take one quick peek at that. Oh, I took away my page. Hold on.
Let's see if we can get
Louie. And no, but I got Caroline.
Oh.
You want to hear from Caroline? Let's open. Hold on.
I can't believe that Louie is watching the political stuff. He's not much for that. He doesn't.
Well, maybe he just drank a little bit and fell asleep. Well, somebody's actually on the phone too. He has a he shares a line with them, so.
Somebody's on what?
Maybe one of his family members is on the phone, so he shares a phone line with his family members. You know?
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night,
so I'm gonna...
tomorrow night we're doing the right way to have a demonstration.
Yep.
And then Thursday night, what's the title for Thursday night?
Oh, you want me to get that for you? Okay, hold on.
Thursday night.
My fingers.
Show.
Okay.
8 to 9, by the way, on Inner Sight.
Yeah. Hold on.
Block Talk Radio.
Here comes Thursday. Thursday is... Will President Joe Biden make everything accessible when in office?
All right. That's the subject for Thursday.
Yeah.
Very timely.
Yes, it is.
And you know, we can show him how to do that without spending more money. If he'll listen to us.
That's right.
And make it mandatory for these agencies to start raising the money. The government can just put up half. Of course, you also need enforcement.
Right.
That breathing is horrible.
It's probably this phone. It recognizes it more. I have to go back and use the other phone.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, and tomorrow night, some good ideas on demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to, when this thing calms down, of course.
Yeah.
In the spring is a good time to do a demonstration. But you gotta have testimonials. You gotta have peaceful stuff. And,
yeah.
We'll talk about it all tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know.
All right, open mic, and I got a funny email. That said, I won a big lottery. You know.
Oh boy!
Come to find out that a friend of mine got the same email.
No way! Who was that?
Yeah. So I don't want to mention her name, but you know, come to find out that it looks like a scam.
Yeah.
How many more people got that email?
Right.
And you won the international Mega Millions.
Wow.
Anybody listening, if you got that email, call us 213-816-1650. This was a detailed email. Now don't be taken in by these scams, world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there now.
Yeah, there are.
Especially with this virus. I wouldn't be surprised if you have people who have lost their business cooking up.
Now some people about the shots. They're getting virus, not virus, they're getting scam emails about the shots now. They are.
But you mean the vaccine?
The vaccines, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
What kind of scam is happening with that?
It's just that they're saying they're giving people the shot, and they're not giving people the shot. Basically, they're giving them something else. That's basically what Michelle had sent. I think it was this morning. You know, she said, "Be careful."
They're sending people emails telling them where they can get the vaccine. Is that what you're talking about?
Or you go online or whatever the case may be. She just warned us of it, and there was a link to watch out for it.
You go online, and what happens?
You get this email. I don't know exactly. She just put a, what do you call, a warning about it. Just be careful, and she had it there and everything.
Well, I got the way to be careful.
What do you
don't
do?
Don't take it.
There
That's
you go.
The best way to be careful. And you don't
it.
Have to worry about it.
Yeah, I knew
don't
it.
Take
totally.
That for you.
How did I know you were going to say that?
That's my way of protecting
I know.
You. That's the best way.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. So you, if this stuff is going on,
yeah.
Then when you go to a place, how do you know you're really getting the vaccine?
Good question.
You know?
Really?
How do you know it's not part of the scam?
She said be wise to it, so gotta be a little wise to it. So.
And I'll tell you something else, especially if you're visually impaired.
That's right.
And you can't read any of this, and now they want you to sign a release. You know?
Yep.
By the way, what's going on with that? Some people have to sign a release that the vaccinator and the drug companies and all that are not responsible if anything happens to you?
I don't know about that either.
How about that one?
That's a good one, too.
You should ask Michelle.
Yeah.
I
wonder.
Can you flash her back or not?
Oh, I don't know if she's on air or not. That I don't know. I could try. I mean, we got 5 minutes.
But there's a good question, world.
Yeah.
You know, you take the vaccine, you get a bad reaction, or you get ill, or God forbid somebody dies. Are these people responsible for this? That's why I say, and it's not for everyone, don't take it. Build up your immune system. There's a thousand ways to do that. Do it on your own. Learn, you know, educate yourself. Listen to guys like Gary Nolan. Because, you know, if you've got scams out there,
yeah,
that's even worse.
It is.
Yeah. And especially if you're disabled, they're going to take advantage of people, those of us who are already at a disadvantage.
How do you want to word this? I want to make it really short. So, Michelle, we only have 4 minutes left.
Do people have to sign a release when taking the vaccine?
I do. People have to sign.
Do it quietly, please.
What is it? Release.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, open mic. Anybody out there got any information about if there's a release to sign for this vaccine? Now, what about when you go to the doctor's office or the hospital or one of these places now? I think a lot of the pharmacies are offering this stuff. You know, you got to sign a release at these places? I wouldn't sign anything because I wouldn't take it.
Nah, because you don't see it.
Especially if you can't read it. All right. So, were you able to send that to her?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
All right. We'll try to get some information.
Okay, here
from
it goes.
Eyewitness News.
Yep. It's gone.
Michelle is around. She'll answer us.
Yes, she will. I just sent it.
Now, I imagine there's a lot of news stories now being done on this vaccine. By the way, we'll be off the air in a minute and a half, so when we get an answer, we'll include it in tomorrow's show.
Yes, we will. Get an answer from ourselves.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. You've been listening to Open Mic.
Yep.
I want to thank all the listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and we'll be with you tomorrow night. Phone number 631-224-3090, and build up your immune system. Get some sun. Sun is one of the best things.
I need that. It's vitamin D.
Things you can get.
Yeah.
Get that sun, man, that vitamin D, you know.
Yeah. 20 minutes, that's all it is, everybody. Get out there.
Wild oil of oregano.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar. Great stuff to build the immune system because the wild oil of oregano cleanses the liver. All right. Inner Sight, tomorrow night we'll be with you. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates. For the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.